Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you mentioned it before. Giannis obviously got hurt last night. He's been the main theme of the show. We'll keep that going here with your calls, hot stove stuff as well. 888-808-1019. He is officially ruled out for the next 2 to 4 weeks.
Wow.
Giannis will be sidelined for 2 to 4 weeks with a right calf strain. That's according to Shams.
Okay. So he's not faking it, as some people surmised.
Not faking. I mean, come on. He's not going to fake an injury. People are insane with the speculation.
You know, I
must have been AI.
Yeah. Well, you mean like Evan asking AI about the state of the station?
Did he actually do that?
Yeah, he did.
What did he say?
I don't know, but I don't care.
Yeah, that's a good point. Why'd you even bring it up? Don't care.
I don't know. I'm just messing around. I like Evan. I think that when I heard that Giannis got hurt, right? I'm like, oh, God. And then I'm like, the calf, and of course, generally, not always, a precursor to the Achilles. Let me check out the video. I got to tell you, my first instinct, did you actually see the video?
No.
I thought that he may have been hamming it up a little bit. It almost looked overly theatrical. I'm like, it looked a little fake.
I mean, who's
to
say?
Clumsy.
But why not take it a step further? Who's to say that he's actually really hurt, BT? Maybe this is just his way of
saying
it.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I actually thought that for a second.
I'm saying even now with the report coming out,
yeah,
2 to 4 weeks for the Cavs. Like, when does the speculation stop?
When he's traded. Give basically what that could mean, and I don't know if I really believe this, but just, you know, to work at both sides. I don't completely shoot this down. Hey, give us 2 to 4 weeks to figure out where we're going to trade him.
My point is that people are going to believe what they want to believe regardless of the truth. Giannis can legitimately be hurt right now. The reports are saying that he's hurt out 2 to 4 weeks with a strain,
yep,
and there still are going to be people that are like, nah, I'm not buying
it. Yeah, that's true.
Or same thing with Joe Shane. Literally, the Giants came out, released a statement that said Joe Shane's going to be leading our search, and you're like, nah, I'm not buying it. Like, people just believe what they want to believe regardless.
That's true. I don't buy it because I just can't think the Giants are that dumb, number one. The Giannis...
Same will be in the Yankees, by the way. All the reports sound like the Yankees are not going to go all in. I'm like, I'm not buying it. You know, you just believe what you want.
Yeah, and no, it's all good. We were talking a lot of baseball before, which we can continue to do. Always fun. How can I do a little hot stove here? If somebody can help me out with this, maybe you even saw it. I don't know. But if you saw it out there, you're listening, you know, tweet the show, tweet me. I just didn't see it. I saw the video, and it's a good minute or so when Giannis gets hurt. Like, he's right under the rim, and he goes to take 2 or 3 strides down court. I didn't see him look back at his ankle, which, as I know, unfortunately, from an Achilles injury, that's the first thing you do because you feel like somebody kicks you from behind as your Achilles ruptures and shrivels up your calf like a lampshade. So he was down for the entire minute, and I did not see what he looked like when he left the court. And I would like to examine, you know, the gait, the limp, the theatrics. I want to see a little further if I think maybe he's milking this, because I'm not going to rule it out entirely. I'm not. Somebody send me the video.
So now let me ask you, I'm assuming anybody, even if he's hurt, he could be traded, right? It's not going to impact.
Okay,
just making sure. So that has nothing to do with, it would just be that you'd be getting an injured player,
correct,
whenever they do make that trade. But the important part is that if Bridges is going to be traded, it has to be before February, right? Those are the only logistics that we were going over. As far as what would hold the deal up logistically.
Yeah.
Was it
February 5th?
I'm
going to double check. There was a date, and I think it was February 5th, but I don't want to give you the wrong stuff. I'm going to double check that.
But the report from last night was saying that they expect a resolution over the next couple of weeks. Mm-hmm. I don't know if this injury is going to impact that in any way, shape, or form. I wouldn't imagine that being the case.
So.
But okay, BT and Sal on the fan. Vinny is calling from Long Island. What's up, Vinny?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How are you?
Good. How are you?
Hey, Vin.
Good. Listen, before I get to my Giannis point, I'm just going to say one thing. I'm not going to get into a whole big thing about it, but it's really disappointing that you guys aren't going to be together after January. So I wish you guys the best of luck, and everything happens for a reason. I'm sure you'll both land on your feet, and I can't wait to hear you on the radio.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
And by the way, who says we can't be together? Keep going after that. You never know. Go ahead.
From your lips to God's ears.
Never know.
So in regards to Giannis, this is what I would say. You have to do whatever you can to get him, excluding trading Brunson. Ideally, I don't want to trade OG either, but you got to do whatever you can to get him. The reason you're getting him is because you have a deficiency in one of your two stars. Both of your stars cannot play defense, and you can't have both of them doing that. If you bring that not even a superstar, he's a megastar. You bring that megastar in, along Brunson, who knows? He will take away those deficiencies with all of his defense and still score and rebound with what Pat can do. So if you can get him without giving up Brunson and hopefully not OG, you got to go get him.
Thank you for the call there, Vinny. Yeah, I mean, look, obviously you want to keep more than give up. I was just reading another trade proposal as well that had the Knicks getting Kuzma back.
Yeah, I saw that too.
A couple other picks right there. Yeah, I mean, you got to get Giannis if he's available, but you got to make sure that the end result should not just be, well, we went and got our second star. You're building a championship team. This is not a rebuild. This is not taking a stab at it the way they did with Carl Anthony Towns. This has to be perfected here. You need to maximize Jalen Brunson now, not next year, not 2-3 years down the road. The time for the Knicks to win the championship is now. This is their window with Jalen Brunson being a peak performer. And same thing with Giannis, by the way. It's not like, oh, well, Giannis is going to be here for the next fan. How old is Giannis, as a matter of fact?
I think he's 1 year older than Carl Anthony Towns. I believe he's 30
okay,
or 31. So, all right. 1 year older than Cat.
Point is, it's not like you're getting a 22-year-old superstar.
It doesn't change the window of the championship is what it comes down to.
So when you make this move, not only do you need to make sure you make this move the right move, but you also have to make sure the other pieces, if there is a secondary move or what the return is, what's going, it has to be championship ready now, or at least when the trade deadline comes and go, whatever it may be, whenever you can finalize the roster for this team.
I think it's got to be now. I don't think you can kick this down the road. By the way, and we'll see if I was right, I could be wrong, but one of the reasons why I was pretty adamant, not the only reason, but one of the reasons I leaned on what I really thought the Knicks needed to move on from Tom Thibodeau before they actually did, I was worried about, because I didn't like the way the season ended, and I was worried about this season getting off to, I don't mean an awful start, too much talent for that to happen, but a start that wasn't really appealing to me, that kind of reinforced what I already knew, and then the Knicks maybe feel compelled to make a midseason change, and maybe you waste a whole season of Jalen Brunson's prime and Jalen Brunson on a very good team-friendly Knick contract. Like, anything that you do this year must be included in a year that you legitimately could win the championship. Has to.
Limo driver Ed is calling from Allentown, PA. What's up, limo driver Ed?
All right, guys. Let me tell you about Giannis.
Yeah.
I want you guys to go back for the past maybe 5 years. The dude's always on injured reserve. All right? And if this starts messing with that calf, okay, we have seen how many guys where it's disruption, these guys in sports today. Now, like the old days, this wasn't happening. He's there today and, messing with his calf. I don't want him. I don't want him. All right? Listen, Bucks ain't winning with him. Just stop it. You know what? We always, as a Knicks fan and everybody, we always go get this aging player and we never win. I don't want to just stop. Because you know what? You're going to bring him in, you're giving up a lot for him, and you're getting older. I don't want that. And a man cannot prove to me that he can stay on the floor. I need him for the playoffs. I don't need him to sit up here and you want to say, well, he's messing around or he's faking it. No, man, hey, the report's got to go to the league. You cannot do that. Because you know what? People come to see him. So you're not going to have that in the NBA.
Eddie. Eddie, now I'm not saying that he's definitely pulling the hustle here, but you're going to be so naive where you definitively say that would not happen. I don't put anything past the NBA at this point.
All right, then, but that's fine. But guess what, too? People are getting tired of as fans. You got to have them on the floor.
I understand that, but
time management.
No, I thank you for the call there, Ed. A little noise in the background. Appreciate you always checking in.
Well, he's driving the limo.
That's true. He's working.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he's parked. Maybe he's eating. We don't know if he's driving somebody around now.
Limo driver, right? I'm assuming he's driving around now, although it wouldn't be peak hours, I wouldn't think, for a limo.
It wouldn't be. But my question would be, and my first radio job was in Allentown, so I don't mean this as a shot. I mean this
who's
as a...
Who's using limos there?
Who are you driving around a limo in Allentown? I left 20 years ago.
Like proms or something, I guess? It's not prom 12, 15, season.
I mean,
no, I'm just saying in general, to use a limo.
True. Weddings, of course. I don't think you're getting married at 12, 13 on a Thursday. Don't have anything Judaism like midday, midweek that might be compelled to call the limo service.
No, but it could be a wedding coming up.
Right.
Yeah, well, we know, but we're talking about right now.
Like at 12:30. Well, maybe he's just not, maybe he also drives other vehicles, not just limos.
Or maybe he's just prepping the limo for Friday night or Saturday night wedding.
If I'm Ed and I'm a driver, I want to be referred to as limo driver Ed.
Of course.
Or limo driver Sal.
Anything else is a downgrade. Sure.
Possibilities. Limo driver
Sal. Yeah, well, listen, maybe we're going to be checking out that Uber app for a different reason.
Limo driver Sal versus, you know, regular car driver Sal.
Yeah.
He could just be driving, doing his job, but not in the limo yet because that's only used on special occasions.
That's a very interesting point. Now, I know that your dad, rest in peace, was a mechanic, good with his hands, unlike his son who had his wife change the flat tires. You told us the story.
He'd be proud, Bob.
Yeah. He'd be proud of other stuff, not that. Yeah.
Would be proud that I did it, I figured out a way to make sure I got here on time.
That is true.
On the morning show.
And you did find your way to WFAN, which he knew you wanted to get to, so he is proud of that. But you, he was a car guy. I was not a car guy at all. My dad was the exact opposite of a car guy. But, you know,
I'm more with you and your dad, obviously.
I know you are, but did you ever have, I don't even think I had a car where I was like, God, I'd love to. Growing up, and this is in the late 80s, early 90s, a lot of my buddies had pictures of Lamborghinis in their bedroom. I had pictures of Don Mattingly and Nicole Eggert.
Right.
Did you actually, was there any car that you I got to get that when I'm a grown man and I can afford it?
No.
Me neither.
I just never had, I grew up in a house that my father did it and a lot of his friends, but he had a lot of great cars. Still have some of them. So
didn't he leave you a Porsche? He left
Porsche.
You a
Porsche. He's more Porsche. Where are you getting that from?
An old one. I thought that's what you told me.
A Corvette was my...
Okay, I'm not that far. What's the difference? Oh, you make it like I'm saying he left you a Yugo.
No.
It's a Corvette,
A Corvette was my first car that I would drive that to high school.
Look at this guy.
Yeah, but no,
first car was a vet.
He was more of a classic... a classic car guy.
Like 50s, 60s.
Yeah, 55 Chevy.
There you go.
67 Firebird, 67 Ooh. Camaro, things
Ooh,
like
Camaro,
that.
Camaro.
Look at me talking cars,
no, that's
huh?
good Camaro fire right there.
I would look at, and then I would always watch him get upset working on these things and be aggravated. And it just was I'd rather go watch baseball. So meanwhile, he hated sports. So it was a weird dynamic. What's the point of this when I go to be a limo driver soon? I would want to be called limo driver Sal.
But we'll call
you
who that.
Knows? And what was that talking about with the Knicks?
Dude, I don't know, man.
LDS, limo driver Sal, at your service.
Hi, Sal. Oh, God almighty.
Hey, man. I mean, you got to do what you got to do.
Hey, listen, I hear you, man. I understand that. I get you.
PT and Sal on the fan. Pete and Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
It's really a shame that the Knicks kind of shot their wad with the Bridges trade and all the draft capital. You know, there was rumors about Giannis early last season, too, when they were struggling. The only way the Knicks are getting Giannis is if he says to Bucks management, I am only going to the Knicks, and oh, by the way, I'm going, this calf strain is going to last 10 weeks if you don't do that.
Well, that's what we're talking about. Yeah, if he makes that power play flex, I agree.
But he can't do it.
He already told them that he wants to go for the Knicks.
No, I'm saying you can't legally say you're going to be out for 10 weeks.
He can't. He can't legally do it. And also, I know people are talking about you trade Brunson, small guards don't win championships. You know, trading Brunson, even for a player of Giannis's caliber, would be that would be like the Mets trading Seaver all over again. You just don't do it. You know, my son standing next to me, he would be irate if Jalen Brunson was not a Knick anymore.
There are some guys that you just, and thank you for the call, Pete.
Thanks, bud.
He's untouchable. That's why I was telling Hoff before, it was Hoff's opinion, who was saying that he thinks the Knicks would trade him, whatever, and then we get into the idea of, well, would they be better with Giannis being the focal point as to Brunson, whatever. Those are different conversations. They're not trading him. It defeats the purpose of bringing in Giannis, moving on from Jalen Brunson. He's as untouchable an athlete in this town as you can possibly be, with good reason. I'd rather lose with Jalen Brunson than win without him. That I wouldn't have traded Ewing for Jordan back in the 90s. Call me an idiot. Call me a fool. I've heard worse. And I understand Jordan versus Ewing. I wouldn't have traded Patrick Ewing, or John Starks for that matter, for anybody. And Jalen Brunson is actually certainly better than Starks. And you have argued, BT, better than Ewing. I'm not
that he impacts winning more. Not necessarily better, but that he impacts winning more than Ewing.
I'm not ready to go there. What I do know is the Knicks were an unmitigated disaster on many levels for over 20 years prior to the arrival of the savior, another number 11. The way that Messier saved the Rangers, Jalen Brunson has saved the New York Knicks. He loves being here. He embodies everything that's great about this city and New York Knicks basketball. Takes less money, a captain, makes the team better, star player. There's nobody on earth that I would trade Jalen Brunson for from a New York Knicks perspective.
Well said. Well said. Serious question for you.
Yeah.
I was thinking about this, and when we mess around, and we love when, I'm talking about the old Knicks, you just brought up Patrick. You know, we've had a little fun. Patrick, and we all remember the cadence of the of the introductions. Mm-hmm. John Starks, Charles Oliver, Jim Union. The Knicks, to my knowledge, and I don't think I'm missing anybody, have never had a five-syllable superstar.
Hmm.
And Antetokounmpo is five syllables.
Has anybody had a five-syllable superstar before?
I'm sure there's a couple, but I don't know. But I'm talking about the Knicks. Like, even going back to before they did, like, Clyde Frazier, Willis Reed, two-syllable.
I think he'd probably just hit you with a Giannis or something like that. You know what
I mean? You think he ignores his last name? Do you know how prideful that man is of his Greek descent? There's no way he's going to let him, in New York City with the Greek population, he's not going to let him say his last name. Of course you're going to say my last name.
I know, but I'm saying when you score a bucket, everybody's going to call him Giannis. Yeah. Everybody does call him Giannis.
Everybody called Patrick Ewing Patrick.
I know, but it's easy to say Patrick Ewing. It's not easy to say Giannis Antetokounmpo. How do you even do that?
I don't know. I think you have to do it. I think you have to do it very aggressive.
One shot.
Oh, I love that part. That's money right there. And the N1. Yeah. I think
what's his name? Mike.
Koshevsky, something like that. Great guy. I've met him a few times. He's awesome. He just adds to the ambiance. He's great.
As a matter of fact, I hated when I would go to a game and he wasn't on PA.
Me too. Now, I'm not trying to call you out if you don't know it. I'm older, so maybe you don't. Do you remember the prior public address announcer before the gentleman that we just said, I may have butchered his name a little bit, but we all know who we're talking about.
Spencer Ross.
No, Spencer did some games.
Took a stab at it.
Not bad. John Condon.
Yes,
yeah, I know you know the name.
Well, they used to have the booth, the John Condon broadcast booth.
And now the media room.
John Condon media room.
Where I go for St. John's, get the notes and stuff. Yeah, so John Condon.
So it was the old booth, but then when they renovated the garden.
Then they made it it was the Marty Glickman booth. Before they renovated the garden, the Marty Glickman booth, they had that, remember that, like the Wiz sign and the MSG, like illuminated neon sign, and during halftime, and obviously after the game, the players would walk through it, they would walk right underneath the Marty Glickman Memorial booth.
Okay, that's what I got mixed up, the John Condon press room. In my mind, I remember the name, yes.
Correct,
okay.
But I think, just to summarize this, to keep it moving,
I think it
might be a Nick. I think that it has to be very aggressive. And very fast, like Giannis Antetokounmpo. Like, I don't think if you draw it out, you're going to stutter all over yourself.
Do you have one?
I have a question for you. What if Aaron Boone was the coach to Giannis Antetokounmpo? Would he be Yanni? Yanni.
Yeah, probably.
One of my good friend's name is Yanni. Love him.
Okay.
Golfing
now,
partner.
Now we've gone off the rails. Thank you both for derailing that
I don't
thing.
Understand that. I don't understand. What, I mean, I know Yanni the musician. I don't know what you mean by
Dove
that at all.
Judgy. Dove, give us.
Oh, I got you.
My God.
No, I got you. My bad. No, I got you.
Oh, my God.
Dove, we're all preoccupied these days. Oh, no. Hopefully, what we say.
I knew what you meant. I just thought it was awful.
It was terrible.
Give us your best PA call.
Yeah, Dovey.
Come on, Dove.
You have to.
Dove, go out with a bang.
You must do it. By the way, hold on. Dig down deep and get the stones to do it, because you're going to do it before we go to break, no matter what. You're going to do it.
Oh.
But as you're trying to get the stuff to do it.
Bullying taking place.
Well, no. Let me just let everybody know that Dove had a very, very interesting post last night on social media.
I saw that. Yeah.
Well, I don't know that everybody knows. And
we can do that after the break.
No. We want to hear what Dove is going to do now. I want to hear it, Dove. Do what Sal just instructed you to do.
It's time for a break.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This is some site that has the odds of a few of the players from Japan, okay?
Okay.
On their next team.
Yeah, I mean, this is basically all we have. So, I got a scouting report on some of them, too.
So, Munetaka Murakami, we've talked about him. He was the one that has power, but could
lefty
hit a
hitter. Yep, correct. Yeah.
And not a great defensive player. Plays a little third and first, if I'm not mistaken.
You got it right.
Yankees are the third highest odds. Dodgers are first. Mariners are second. Yankees 6-1. Mets 8-1. That's on Murakami. Now, I don't want him, and I don't think you do either, right? From a Mets or Yankees perspective.
If he's good, I'll take anybody.
No, but you know what? He's the one that you were complaining that you didn't like that he
couldn't. Oh, Okamoto. I'm sorry.
No. This is Murakami. I'm going to get to Okamoto.
Okay.
Murakami was the one with the power.
Yeah, I don't want him. No, you're right.
That's
my
what I'm
bad.
Saying.
I'm getting a little confused with these names.
Now, Okamoto, the guy I was just talking to you about during the break.
Yes.
So, Kaz Okamoto, who I believe is the better defender of the two, but the lighter hitting of the two.
First base, third base, gold glove equivalent out there.
There
yes.
you go. Okay, gold glove equivalent.
That's him, yep.
Yankees 5-2 favorites to sign him. I like that. And the Phillies are second. At 3-1, the Mets are way down at 12-1 to sign Okamoto.
Okay, I mean, listen, I'm intrigued, I guess, a little bit here. Is he going to come and supplant Ryan McMahon as the starting third baseman? If McMahon's still here? Well, I was going to get there. Okay. No, so my answer, McMahon, no. Is he going to supplant Ben Rice as the everyday first baseman? I know you don't think he could be a good first baseman. I think he could become okay. My answer would still be no there. Is he a depth piece? I mean, it's not going to be some exorbitant contract, I wouldn't imagine. So I'm interested here. I'll give you a little background. He's 29 years old. Normally a corner infielder with the glove. He owns a .274 average, right around an .850 OPS. I can give you the slash line. I just condensed it. 250 home runs, batting dating back to 2015. A little first, a little third. Some experience in the outfield as well. Primary position, the hot corner. Was hurt last year. Limited to 77 games. Elbow injury. But he's okay now. He still finished up strong, hit .322, 15 bombs and 314 plate appearances. You know, his strikeout rate, this I love, is 13%. That's low.
The Yankees, that's why I like that.
Yeah, that's appealing to me, sure. I mean, he's not going to be a star, I wouldn't think, but okay.
And then the final one, and this is my favorite of the bunch, Tatsuya Amai.
The pitcher.
Yes. Who said basically,
I want to beat the Dodgers.
Oh. Talk to me.
Where's he favored? The Mets. The way you get excited, it's got to be the Mets.
Talk to me, am I? 3-1. 3-1 Mets.
Oh, man.
I actually, my gut is saying Yankees with him. I don't know
really?
Why. Yeah. I think he, Okay, do the math. Let me just give you the last odds here. So Mets are favorite, 3-1. Red Sox second, 7-2. Yankees third, 4-1.
God, the Red Sox don't even really need him with that sick rotation. But
here's why I think Yankees. He said East Coast.
Mm-hmm.
He said he wants to beat the Dodgers, be on the team to beat the Dodgers. The Mets, like, come on, they're not where the Yankees are. This is not a money thing.
Yeah.
So it's not like the Mets could just go out there and, I mean, they could have the highest, I guess, post, but you don't know. Isn't it like blind kind of?
They revamped that a while ago. I believe the bids are secure.
Right. Anyway.
But there's also a window. It's not like you could say, so I'll give you $150 million and the Tampa Rays come in with $9 million.
That's true, because we had that with Yamamoto. Yep, what am I talking
changed,
about?
It changed.
So it did change with that. All right, so maybe they can lure him a little bit more than the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
But I just get the feel that if the money is equal or close to equal, I would get the feel that Amai would want the Yankee history and the prestige of the pinstripes more so than just going to the Mets for the most money.
I like hearing that. I also don't know how good he is. I mean, I thought Kay Gallo was going to be phenomenal. Well, never won a major league game.
But that's a different story.
No, I'll take my chance.
I'll take my chance on him because of the. He's not going to be Yamamoto. I know that's the comp, and everybody's hoping that that's going to be the case.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to be Yamamoto.
So is he going to be as good as Senga when Senga's healthy?
I think he should be better than Senga.
Well, then if he's better now again when healthy,
well,
Senga's
certainly
good.
Got the. You know, maybe the intangibles that Senga did not possess.
Fair, but think about this. Again, and it's a big if here, prefaced with a big if. If he's healthy, is he better than Senga? And, you know, I know it's just your opinion. I've never seen the guy pitch, but if your opinion is right, ultimately...
Well, it's not. I'm just basing
then he's
it off...
phenomenal.
I'm basing it off of all the information from people who are putting out that information. I can't have an opinion on the guy I've never seen.
No, that's really what
I meant. The stats that were impressive to me was the walk rate... has been on a rapid decline.
Okay, figuring things out.
There was some stuff in the numbers, and obviously that's all we have at this point.
Because you get, I'm wearing off on you, get numbers over here.
It's all I have with the numbers from Japan.
Sally digits.
With Senga, I could give you more than numbers. I remember before he even threw a pitch in the big leagues, there was a lot of thought that people thought he was better off as a reliever. Didn't think he was going to be
couldn't sustain the stuff through a long, you know, 5-6-7 inning frame, 100 pitches.
Maybe worried about the durability a little bit.
Okay.
So they thought maybe he would be better out of the pen. So with Senga, my point is with Senga, I think he was just a guy from Japan. I think Imai is more than that, but not to the level that Yamamoto or Sasaki at.
Okay,
probably.
So more like maybe like a real, like an amazing three or a good two
rather than an ace.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right, let me react to a couple of things here. Number one, I disagree on the Yankees being the preferred destination just based on the criteria. Because if you, now it's obviously geographically the Mets satisfy that. We know that. He wants to go to the East Coast. All right, Mets are East Coast. But if you really want to beat the Dodgers, if you go to the Yankees, you might not ever play the Dodgers. So immediately, what's the greatest chance to impact the Dodgers and dethrone the Dodgers?
Well, but maybe he's thinking World Series.
I'm sure he's thinking that grandest of stages, of course. And he just saw the Yankees play the Dodgers in the World Series a couple of years ago. So maybe that is freshly and intimately on his mind. It very well might be. That's the one thing. The other thing, too, this is more from a cautionary flair. If the Mets, or really, if the Tigers don't trade Skubal and the Pirates do not trade Skeens, and they're not going to trade Skeens, and the Mets whiff on Valdez. There's a lot of ifs here, but follow me, which I don't think they will. I think Valdez will be a Met, okay? But if they don't, last second pivot, right? And Amai is the main offseason catch for the Mets from a pitching perspective. I'm not comfortable with that.
No, he's not going to be a main catch. I just think he's going to be one of...
Well, I know.
They're going to make a trade. And there was actually a report today. We didn't get to this yet. I saw, was it the Post? I think it was the Post that said that the Mets... like the idea of Joe Ryan from the Twins.
I saw that too.
And the Twins had interest in Tong potentially. Mm. Sign me up for that. Ryan's one of those guys who I like. Now, I like the idea of Peralta as well from Milwaukee. I think the Mets need to make at least one trade for one of those type guys, Ryan or Peralta, and then sign one of the big free agents. If you add Amai on that, obviously the more the merrier.
You know what? And I think that they will. I'm just trying to present a possible, which I don't really think will happen. Like, again, you can't make the Tigers trade Skubal, same with Skeens. Same with Ryan. I mean, same with Peralta. You can't make teams trade them, so you can incentivize them to do it. All I'm saying is, again, won't happen. Like, if Amaya was the only offseason import and you start next season with, you know, not that Amaya would be at the top of the rotation, but let's just say McLean, maybe then Amaya, then Peterson, then Sprope, then I don't know, one other guy. Right. You can't do that. Like, you need to have, you got to fortify this because last year was a disaster.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Joe DiMeo, my buddy over at SNY, does a lot of stuff, SNY.tv, the podcast, all that, saying Amaya is not only is the most money, he's represented by Boris. So clearly money is going to matter a lot in this particular case with what is essentially a normal free agency. Also, Joe was just saying, in his opinion, there's also usually pressure from the Japanese club for guys to take the most money, because they're doing them a favor by posting them. So obviously that's where you would have the odds being what they were, with the Mets being the favorite to get Amai, factoring in money. But a part of me just believes he wants to be a Yankee. That's, again, I don't know anything about him. Mm-hmm. Taking all things into account, I would think he wants to be a Yankee.
It makes sense on the money side, where if they post you, hey, listen, I'm going to do for you, and now you do for me, and you go stateside, do your thing, and make sure I get a big piece of the pie before you bounce.
Right. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. Rob is calling from Tom's River. What's up, Rob?
Hey, Rob.
What's up, gentlemen? How are you?
Good, Rob. How are you?
Awesome. You guys are awesome, and you know that, and I won't get into it, but I really can't imagine the station without you guys. But anyway, that's the only thing I'll say about this. I would really like the Mets, and it's a very unpopular opinion, I would love the Mets to stay out of Japan when it comes to rotation help. And my two biggest key pieces of evidence here is these guys always is an all-encompassing word, but these guys seem to always need an extra day of rest in the rotation. It throws off all the other guys in the rotation who are normally expected to pitch and want to pitch every fifth day. A lot of the times, you know, unless you're Imanaga, unless you're Yamamoto, the majority of these guys that come over are more of a pain in the ass than they're worth, in my eyes.
Really?
I want to know how you guys feel about that.
I don't know. Yeah, go ahead. Give us a little more before we let you go. Expand on that.
That was pretty good, having the maintenance off schedule, which I understand. Yeah. I mean, but it's not everybody. I don't remember Tanaka being a pain.
Tanaka was phenomenal.
So Tanaka is a guy 100% who's not on that path. But I mean, look at Senga. Look at Kenta Maeda, who was a good comparison to Senga. They were the same type of pitcher when they came over. Crazy forkball. Maeda is a guy, again, he's a reliever now. Senga has always had a problem staying healthy. I fear, especially with Imai being represented by who he's represented by, that it's just going to be more of a hassle than it's worth.
I don't agree with that. And I also think, but I respect where you're coming from. And by the way, you cite some examples. So, you know, you're not pulling this out of left
Kuroda?
Field.
He's
fine. Yeah,
he's
good.
A solid.
He was good.
Yeah, I think you could pick and choose. I don't like the idea of throwing a rotation into a frenzy by having to accommodate one pitcher with an extra day of rest. It just does not make any sense whatsoever. It drives me nuts. So I understand that aspect of it. But, I mean, you saw what Yamamoto did in the postseason. He was a World Series MVP.
Yes, absolutely.
So, and we're not watching the Dodgers every single night, but, you know, with Sasaki, with Yamamoto, with Ohtani. Ohtani doesn't, now I know he doesn't pitch often, and obviously there are other things, there, you know, the injuries and the offensive player that he is. But I don't think that it's every pitcher from Japan or the majority that need the extra rest. It's a few, sure.
That's a very broad characterization, which I don't really think is accurate. That's why I push back a little bit. Not that there aren't some examples, and we know them, and one of them's here until he's not in Senga. Listen, the other thing, too, about Tanaka that needs to be said is that, because really it's the opposite of what the Mets are dealing with now, is that, I mean, he basically placed his livelihood on the table every time he went out there with his UCL joint basically hanging by a thread. He pitched with a partially torn UCL for a long time.
Didn't want that surgery.
I know. It wasn't like, shut me down, you know, I don't want to risk it or risk future earnings. He went out there and pitched, I don't know how many starts. I could look it up. Matter of fact, I will. But from the diagnosis of the injury till the time he left the Yankees, he was out there for a lot of starts with that thing hanging by a thread, and he said, "You know what? I'm playing." And that's so he was a gamer.
Roman is calling from Hawthorne. What's up, Roman?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
Not much.
What's going on, dude?
So, if we could bring it back to the Giants, I the head coaching selection. I just wanted to, you know, put into perspective the last decade and how we failed miserably on all of these experiments with the OCs and the DCs and the special team coordinators. I mean, you know, I think I actually agree a lot with BT when he's saying Mike McCarthy, because Mike McCarthy is a proven winner. He's won a Super Bowl. He's groomed Aaron Rodgers. He's groomed Dak Prescott. They both became superstars, you know, and I just think that we've done this experiment before. Like, how many times do they need to experiment with DCs, OCs? And I know everybody's an individual, and they all have their qualities, but you don't know how they're going to be as a head coach. You have no samples. You have no, you know, data on that. But what we do have data on is the last four coaches, Ben Daboll, Joe Judge, Pat Shurmur, McAdoo, they have been utterly miserable. They've been terrible. I mean, Daboll had one good year. That's it. McAdoo had one good year. That's it. It's like, it's just this revolving carousel of crap that they keep throwing at us, and you know, I think
you
that,
want it to end.
Proven winner,
yeah.
What's that?
Yeah, you want it to end, and you know what, Roman, you're tired of throwing darts and hope they land in the right spot. Now, again, McCarthy's not Parcells. I'm not saying that, but you know what? You know where the floor is, and instead of being in football hell, which is where the Giants' floor has been for too long, you might not get to the penthouse with Mike McCarthy, but you're going to be living in a decent apartment. And maybe from there, once you have the basis and the foundation and the culture and the roster built out and all the other things you need, well, then maybe it's an easier handoff to somebody that can take you to the penthouse and win the championship.
Yeah, I agree with the notion of not hiring another unknown first time. I don't care how impressive they are. I would not do that for the Giants. Where we just disagree is that instead of going with McCarthy, I would go with Bill Belichick. And it's a simple disagreement, but we're in the same ballpark of what we want the Giants to get. No doubt about it, proven commodity, a non-first-time head coach trying to build this thing back up, especially when you have the quarterback in place. So I don't love McCarthy, but at least to me that would be better or more justifiable hire than it would be a hot coordinator from whichever tree that you want to poach from.
I'm trying to eliminate guesswork. I'm trying to bank on something that I know is going to give me X amount on my return. Might not be 12 or 13 or 14%, something monstrous, But it might be on a stock, it might be 5%, where, you know, it's okay, here we can make 5%. Not what you want necessarily, although it beats some of the alternatives. But the point is, you're making money, you're just not making as much as you think, or maybe even as much as you can with somebody else, but you're not losing money. That's
Paul,
what I'm saying.
Paul is in Astoria. What's up, Paul?
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going?
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I might be in the minority here, but I think we shouldn't trade for Giannis. I think we should let him come as a free agent.
Well, I don't think he's got a couple of years to go, so that's probably not going to happen. And then Cat,
yeah,
and
but
Brunson's
I wouldn't break
older.
Up the team just yet, because it's going to cost you Cat. It's going to cost you a couple of wings. Can't shoot. He's hurt again.
Yeah,
I guess I think he's faking, but I'd hold on to Cat.
Okay.
Around him,
you know? All right. Hey, listen, I'm not going to shout you down, Paul. You're more of a Cat believer than we are. Okay.
Yeah, but I like the difference of opinion. I was waiting for somebody.
Finally.
I've been waiting 3.5 hours for somebody to give
that
take. Yeah, but just explain why. You heard why
sure.
BT and I wouldn't.
Well, he's going to cost a lot more than Cat would, and he can get a bucket any time. Giannis can shoot not really after 10 feet, so I don't know. He can't hit the three consistently. Cat's an all-time great shooter. And I wouldn't break up. It's going to cost you OG and Hart, maybe. I wouldn't give up two wings.
Okay.
That's just me.
Okay, listen.
I know picks aren't, you know, not as valuable, but definitely not two wings. No way.
And do you think, though, that Carl Anthony Towns and Brunson and this version of the Knicks has a chance to win a better chance to win a championship than if they traded for Giannis?
This year, definitely. I think down the road, Giannis is Giannis. Not denying his talent, but he's a little older. He's breaking down again. You know, he got hurt. You know, maybe he's faking it. Maybe he's not. But
no, he's legit.
I've seen the Melo trade. I wouldn't do it again.
That's what I thought of it. Thank you for the call.
Interesting.
Paul.
There you go.
Here's the biggest difference, though, because I do like that comp. That's what this feels like. A player who wants to get out of where he currently is and wants to go to the Knicks. That was with Carmelo Anthony. Giannis is only about a billion times better than Carmelo Anthony.
Oh,
and
my
actually, God. Actually won a championship before. I know he's getting older, and I know he could be banged up a little bit, but. And I'm not trying to disparage Carmelo, but this is a totally different ballgame here. And the Knicks are also not looking to just go get a star the way that they were with Melo. They're trying to build a championship team. They're close, but they need the finishing pieces. And they thought it was going to be Carl Anthony Towns and Bridges. It wasn't. You either have the option of continuing to finish out this year with the team that you thought you built to be a championship team, or if you believe something better is out there in Giannis, figuring out a way to pair him and make the championship team around him and Jalen Brunson.
I'll give you one more or you're not sure if you can win a championship with this group, but I would think at this point they think that they can't more than they could, right? But you give it one full year. Celtics banged up, Pacers banged up, we know that. Even if they don't have the top two seed, they're probably going to do very well in the playoffs, you would think. See how far you go, and maybe there's something else that you identify that right now is not being talked about that you think would be a better solution than trading for Giannis over the summer.
Right.
Maybe there's a different way to do it.
Fair enough. I would say, based on a lot of what you said before, and look at the Pistons, dude. Everybody's like, oh, Celtics are down, Pacers are down, the Knicks, it's wide open. And now all of a sudden you look up and the Pistons are the team that's dominating the NBA's Eastern Conference. And you would think only getting better with Cade Cunningham just being an absolute stud is going to continue to get better.
Yeah, my guy Danis Jenkins from St. John's, I'm really happy for him. I still think that right now the Knicks would beat him in a 7-game series. But remember, I was worried about the Pistons a little bit going into the series because I knew
how physical
they were. Like, I didn't think the Knicks would lose, but I didn't think it would be a sweep like a lot of people thought. You know, I don't know if you'll feel this. Yeah. I was going to give you something about Giannis and pull a little bit of a name from the past. Imagine Giannis in a Knick uniform. Now, he's better than the player I'm about to mention, although the player I'm about to mention is a slightly better shooter for sure. When you look at Giannis, do you see a little Amari?
I don't.
You don't?
No.
Really?
Me personally, no.
Wow, I
do. Amari Stoudemire, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't myself.
Do you know another Amari? I don't know another Amari in the world.
That's a good question.
I don't know one.
No, I know another Stoudemire, Damon Stoudemire.
Of course, from Arizona. Yes. Well, Mighty Mouse. Yeah. Isaiah drafted him with Toronto.
Exactly.
Rookie of the year.
Amari Cooper, good one, Hoff.
Well, that's A-M-A-R-I.
Oh, ooh, you know the spelling of
100%.
It.
Come on, I'm a wordsmith, man. Comes with the territory. A-M-A-R-E with the little thing.
I thought you just want to go for a name. I don't think we were going for spelling.
Right, me neither.
Yeah, that's actually, you got a few more? I know you Google this.
No. Google.
No.
It's my brain,
there's got to be more Amaris.
Anybody else?
Amari Smith.
Who's that?
I don't know.
He's somebody.
It's a good guess. He's probably.
He's somebody.
I was probably
Come
right.
On, man.
One last thing before we break, and then we'll get back. Yeah, we'll finish up with the calls for the final hour of the show here. I think that this is the Knicks' best chance this year. I'm not saying that I expect them to win the championship. I don't. But you basically look at it. There's one real threat in the way. One. In the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah.
And who knows if they stub their toe somehow, get caught in the Western Conference. Mm-hmm. You just never know. But when you only have one clear... It's not like you look at the East and, oh, they got to get through the Celtics and they got to get through the Sixers and they got to get through the Pistons. There's really one team that is definitively better than them. And there's no guarantee that that team will be there left standing. So they already have a good spot where they're at with talent. If they make no more moves... to get at least close enough to a championship. That's why I wouldn't be like, well, next year, the year after that. I really think the year to try to capitalize on actually winning a title is now.
Oh, man.
Brunson getting older.
Yeah, and that team-friendly contract's going to go away at some point. That's I don't know if I fully agree. I hear you. That could be a dangerous game. You better nail it if that's the case.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.